Thousands of civilians are fleeing as Russian assaults are raising pressure on the strategic eastern logistics hub of Pokrovsk in Ukraine's troubled Donetsk region. Waves of guided bombs and infantry led to some of Moscow's most significant territorial gains since the spring. Russia's gains of about 57 square kilometers or 22 square miles within a week are the third largest recorded since April. Officials say the push is fueling a surge in civilians fleeing, with requests for evacuation in the area increasing about tenfold over the past 2 weeks. However, people in several parts of Ukraine are trying to learn to live with air raid sirens, including this mother and her children. Fred Stemps, an American school teacher from the U.S. state of Oregon, is in Ukraine to help displaced persons and research the impact of the war on deaf people. That isn't easy.
So we're here somewhere in Ukraine, and well, you can probably hear the air raid siren there. But we're going to go to lunch.
Ukrainian authorities suggest that more sirens will wail in the war-torn nation as Russian forces are using warplanes and artillery fire to support waves of infantry assaults. Russian forces have been steadily inching forward on several fronts in the eastern Donetsk region. Russia's defense minister said its troops had captured 5 settlements in the Donetsk region in the past week. While Ukraine has received F-16 fighter planes to disrupt that dynamic, experts say they are unlikely to threaten Russian warplanes now, as it would present a risk for the new pilots operating these expensive American jets. As fighting continues, there is mounting concern about a rising death toll. On Friday, Ukraine received the bodies of 250 killed soldiers in one of the largest exchanges of remains since Russia invaded in February 2022. Kiev said it handed over the remains of 38 Russian soldiers in the deal, which was mediated by the International Red Cross. DNA analysis will be used to identify the bodies before releasing them into the custody of the families for funeral ceremonies and burials. Many more funeral services have been held, as the war is believed to have killed and injured hundreds of thousands, including many whose lives had just begun. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.